So I think along that journey, the things that stand out for me are the learning that I received from my dad as an amazing business owner. He is an amazing mentor to me. He knows so much. He's such a great business owner. He's great with the generosity he has with his employees, the long-term employees we have, as I mentioned earlier, two that have been there at that time 25 years. Now they've been here, they're hitting 40 just this month, both of them. So we have two employees with our business for 40 years. And I just look up to my dad tremendously in every way with the business, and obviously as a dad. So really for me, it was a matter of gaining the confidence over time to, I guess, maybe prove to myself that yes, I can make the big decisions for a business that's grown to where it is.
Welcome to the Business Transition Roadmap. My name is Elizabeth Ledoux, and through my years, I have seen how communities thrive when business succession and transition are done well. Me and my team at the Transition Strategists have been helping business owners develop and implement transition strategies for over 30 years. And on this show, we want to help you by giving you the roadmap to a healthy business transition. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome back to our podcast. I have the pleasure today of having Jennifer Johnson with us. She is an incredible woman. She is the CEO and the co-owner of the Light Center here in Fort Collins, Colorado. She runs a 51-year-old business that was started by her father, Larry Edwards. And the company is, it employs about 28 people. It serves the residential and the commercial market in Northern Colorado for lighting. It's been the foremost lighting supplier for builders, homeowners, and business owners, employing experts in lighting for up to 40 years. And Jennifer is known by most, if not everyone, as the Luminista. She's the lead Luminista. She loves everything in lighting and design, and is amazingly talented. So Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. You and I have known each other for quite some time, and I'm so happy to join you on your podcast. So thank you.
It's wonderful to have you. So I thought that the reason why I invited Jennifer is because she and her dad, we started working with them a decade ago, almost 10 years ago. I looked it up, Jennifer, in our records, because I had to validate and verify that. I thought, wow, that's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And, she went through the entire journey of starting with her dad, working with him, and then migrating all the way to where she is now, which is successfully, she's taken over the business and is running it from that sole perspective. So Jennifer, I thought we'd start by you telling us a little bit about yourself and what you love, and mm-hmm. then kind of go into a little bit about the journey that you went through with your dad and with the business.
Sounds great. Well, a little bit about me. I graduated with a degree in business marketing. It was an advertising emphasis from Arizona State University. And I remember when I wrote my, I think it was a letter to apply for college, and it was about my dad owning a business and being a great owner and having a flexibility to be at our soccer games. And I remember always reflecting back to that as the reason why I decided to go into the business school. I thought he was a great role model for that. And it's fun to reflect back on that. But I have lived back in Fort Collins since school for about 23 years and been at the business full time. But I had started there when I was 16. In between college and now, I've enjoyed traveling. I enjoy playing sports, and I have two kids. I have two stepsons. I have a wonderful husband, and love living in Fort Collins and just think we are in a great place. So it's really fun to have a business in a place that we love and a great community overall. Let's see here a little bit more about me. I'm an innovator, creative. I'm also kind of an analyzing business brain. So I have that left and right brain thing. So I think that's why I really love our business, because of the design and the technical aspects. And it was fun to go through the journey of learning that that's what I really truly loved. So there you have it.
Thank you. Thanks. So when you, if you take us back to the beginning, and we'll kind of step through your journey of transition, kind of in the beginning, what were you thinking about when you first started to consider taking over and operating this company with your dad?
You know, interestingly, we were in, both of us were in separate groups in a peer advisory group called Vistage. It was originally called Tech, and he was in the CEO chapter. I was in the key executive chapter, and the chair of that group actually brought to my dad the thought of, you know, what do you want to do eventually when you retire or you want to leave the business? What's your transition look like? And so my dad started thinking about who would be a key person to take over. Is it going to be the person that's been here for, you know, I think at that point, 25 years, or is it going to be, you know, maybe my daughter would be interested, but she's really young. And through the course of being in that peer advisory group, that leader, that chairperson actually identified me as somebody who he thought could be a good owner, and that I had really an ownership mentality. So it was an interesting thing of hearing from someone else that they thought I had that in me, and I didn't see it in myself yet. So it wasn't a thought that it was coming to me directly or that I really had considered. But I love the it kind of was a little bit of a backwards way of, okay, I'm going to start buying into the business. It was more of the transactional piece. And it was a small piece of the business at that point. It was 20% in 2009. So really that's how it all came about. And, you know, the real sliding door moment came actually was when you were in our dining room with my dad and I. We were having a meeting, and I remember I was going through a life transition. I was going through a divorce at the time. And so there was questions of, you know, do I still, am I going to run the business long term? What does this look like with all these changes happening in my life? And I remember that moment of just saying, yes, I want the business. This is, I love what I do here. It's a great business to be in. And I want to formulate something in the business that really can cater to my life with kids and, you know, being there for them. And also, you know, having that business talent and that desire to be in our community in that way with our amazing employees. So that was really how the first part of the transition occurred. And so it was a pretty interesting process.
Jennifer, it is an interesting process. I remember that meeting so well, and that was a very big pivotal point in the transition, because it could have just as easily, you know, our listeners know that I believe that business transition is a journey. It's not an event. And along the way, there are different things that happen that either move you forward in that journey or can pivot you out, right, mm-hmm. to something else. And that was definitely one that moved you forward and also your father forward as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. So tell us a little bit more about that journey and how you got from that point to here.
Yeah. So I think along that journey, the things that stand out for me are the learning that I received from my dad as an amazing business owner. He is an amazing mentor to me. He knows so much. He's such a great business owner. He's great with the generosity he has with his employees. The long-term employees we have, as I mentioned earlier, two that have been there at that time, 25 years. Now they've been here, they're hitting 40 just this month, both of them. So we have two employees with our business for 40 years. And I just look up to my dad tremendously in every way with the business and obviously as a dad. So really for me, it was a matter of gaining the confidence over time to, I guess, maybe prove to myself that yes, I can make the big decisions for a business that's grown to where it is. And some of those things happened, like when the economic downturn occurred in 2008, 2009, I remember making key decisions or really implementations in the business that made a big difference to how we were doing. And they were, you know, let's start an energy efficiency side of our commercial business. And those are things that we can still do to help others and to like lower other business owners' electric bills. But it wasn't something that was, you know, it just didn't seem seemed difficult to me. And I thought, well, you know, it's actually, this is a little bit easier. I think there's things that I like the challenges of going through those times and then having great outcomes. And so I'll repeat that story in a different way later. But I'm thinking of key moments when, you know, my dad would just kind of those daily rhythmic things he would show me in the business that I still refer back to now. And I love the fact that he had such great key elements of things that he knew were important, whether it was about customer service or, you know, kind of like projections and numbers or how to do vendor, I wouldn't necessarily say negotiations, but vendor relationships and all of those things. So all the elements of the business that he taught me were so valuable, and having that time with him was really key. Other things in the transition, I think that were key things were obviously my work with you for me was such an enormous help. So having that outside perspective from your point of view and your perspective, just to have you to talk to for both of us and to kind of give just a, let's take our heads out of the day-to-day for a little bit and let's work on this transition. And maybe it's sometimes we didn't even know it was a transition, but it was, the journey was, looking back on it, it was really interesting because you don't know how long this is going to take. You don't even know what the end result looks like. You just know you're kind of moving through it. And, you were an incredible help at every key point between, when you consulted with our business and helped us raise to a higher level of strategy and vision, and then working with our team and having me see the things that, you know, elements of our team that really needed to be rounded out and understanding my role in all of that as really more of a creative and an innovative person, knowing I needed to hire for this kind of, you know, opposite or complementary team member. And I still do that today. So those were really, really helpful things. And even just being able to say, you know, Dad, we have this meeting coming up with Elizabeth. What are we, you know, what is, and it just brought conversation to the table that we would have easily let pass. You know, it's easy to just get into the day-to-day and just do things that you normally do and not have the conversations or at least even touch on the mindfulness that it really takes to, at some point, make transition decisions. So,
yeah. Yeah. Jennifer, those are some really great points. And I'm very happy that, that I played that role for you. So that's something that I'm very grateful to have been able to do. And a couple of points that I think that are key that you brought up, always, I was going to say almost always, but I think it's always the person who's transitioning is different than the person who's coming in, that successor, right? Somebody's leaving and somebody's coming in. And so, yeah, your role in building a team around you as the new leader in the business that's going to support you was so important for you. And not having to just not trying to just work within the old structure, but being able to over time, right? Keeping key employees, but over time, morphing that leadership team so that it really fit your needs and your makeup for what you saw the business needing versus your dad's. That's a big deal. Yeah. So great point. Yeah. And, the other one is getting out of that day to day and being able to move up into really thinking about the transition and not just expecting it to just happen, you know, well, we'll just start working together and then pretty soon, right, we'll be at the end of it and you'll be running it and he'll be retired. That real intention and real thoughtfulness about how you're going to go through it, when things are going to be taken on by you, potentially when your dad was going to let them go, and just how that worked, that intention is such a big deal with the platform to be able to talk about it. And you know that that's what you're coming to do. So
yes.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. Thank you. So tell us right now, where are you in the transition? You're completely running the business and your father is, I think, slightly involved. He likes coming in now and then, I think, saying hi.
Interestingly, what occurred was the pandemic, obviously, was a forced hand as far as my dad not being there as much, with them being in a different age category and wanting to, you know, stay safer during the, you know, we were obviously shut down, as most businesses were, but when we came back and reopened, he was there little bits at a time. So that there was a way bigger difference with his time element there. And also during that time, I had made a big transition from a previous accounting manager to somebody who I promoted into a new accounting manager position. And I kind of changed some of the format of things that was really necessary at that point, like moving our financial reporting online rather than just, you know, on the office computers. And so what's happening now is, and I had actually just bought into more of the business. So I had become officially 51% owner in 2019, right before the pandemic. So, you know, I really went through the gut-wrenching times during the pandemic of going, oh boy, this is really interesting. You know, my dad was probably moving more towards wanting to be in a retirement position, but I didn't know that. Those are things that I may have assumed at some point that he does or doesn't want to be retired. We never officially had those conversations, which is interesting, but, I am now running the business completely, and through life circumstances and health related things, and the pandemic, he is now, at home and, recently told someone, our banker, I think, that he was retired. And I thought, well, that's a good way to find out. It was interesting. So, I say I have officially, I mean, really, as far as running the business, although on paper, I am still part owner. And I'm happy to still have my dad every once in a while checking in about things. But most of the time, it's I tell him big picture things that are happening in the business, or he comes in and says hello. But it's a much different landscape now for his involvement. So I really do feel like I've officially taken the reins as far as running it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations. So your journey, just to give the listeners a time frame, your journey was close to about what, 10 years?
Yeah. A little over 10 years, you know, from the time that really on paper I'd become the 20% owner, that was in 2009. And then, yes, in 2019, 51% owner. And then now, I mean, it's, I would say over the last 2 years, I've increasingly more until probably about the last year, I would say I've been officially fully running the business without any other, you know, input, not too much. So,
but that, yeah.
About 10 years, 10 plus.
Yeah. And it's been 10 plus, I was going to say, yeah, adding it up, probably more like 12, 13, 14 going on. And so the journey's been a good one for you. You're a great family. You've been able to maintain all those relationships, strong employees, still active in the community. The business is very active in the community and supporting it and continues to grow. So, yeah, congratulations. So what was the most challenging thing that you faced and you conquered in this transition?
Well, so balancing the father-daughter relationship with the business owner or co-owner relationship, luckily in our case, I feel like it was a lot less challenging than it can be for some people. But there's always that element of, am I the good daughter? Am I doing this right? I'm sure that there's things on his end, and I've keyed into things he said recently that are like, I didn't want to burden you. And I thought, oh boy, it's so different than what I thought. And there's assumptions I made that, you know, when you've never done this before, that is the most challenging thing. I don't think most people ever would transition a major business element, I guess, more than once in their lives. It's not a common thing. And I don't know anyone else that's ever done it that I could necessarily talk to either directly that's been in my same position or has my same family dynamics and the same amazing father that I have. So, and so that was, I think the challenging thing was just wondering, you know, am I going to be able to help my dad to know that it's okay to, you know, I can handle it. I can take over. And there's a lot of things I feel like I can do. And then also at the very same time, those maybe small pieces of self-doubt with, wait, can I really do this? And then, you know, something happens like the pandemic and, you know, you end up applying for PPP funds and you know how you can learn how to do that. And you go, well, if I can do the pandemic and I can do 2009, maybe I can do, this is okay. And so that's really what it is. It's just that not having done it before and then just sometimes not knowing what is the end result? Is it a, it's not an event, as you said, it's a journey. And it sometimes feels like it's, is there something I should be doing differently? Or is this just like, the time doesn't have any factor on this? Cause you can't put a timeline on it most of the time, unless unfortunately some other major life event happens, I think. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, it's exciting. And the thing that you have too, with, you know, still having your dad as part owner of it, you're still, in a way, there's still a little bit of a transition to go, right? That operational and the majority ownership is transferred. However, you also, that could be transferred at any time. But so you're in a way still serving your family. You're still operating and serving the family and that family investment that you've got. So it's a really interesting situation, but but great work.
Yeah.
Great work. Like I said in the beginning, you are an amazing lady. So I'm so excited to have you here. So Jennifer, I know that, that throughout this journey that you have made some shifts and changes with the business. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about some of the shifts that you've made as that lead Luminista and the creative that you are, and how what you brought to the business is a little bit different than what your dad brought to the business.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of it involves technology. There was 2015, we did an enormous change of our point of sale system, which was a big, I can't stress enough how big of a project that was for our business. But there was those kind of implementations. There was, from my creative side, as I mentioned earlier, it was things like new products, the furniture, new ways to buy, bringing in, I think one time we brought an entire truckload of goods here overnight from Austin, Texas on an Amazon truck. It was amazing. And those are things that I love to think of new ideas and new ways to do things that are in some ways groundbreaking and in some ways are just groundbreaking for our business, but they're new ways and new paths. Also with employees, you know, for me, it's a creative process of figuring out what do people love doing the most, what brings them joy in their day-to-day work, how do they like to work, and really honoring for each person. You know, they need some flexibility and they're going to be working from home certain times, and then they're here and they're, you know, it works and we can kind of flow. And there's so many times where I look back and think of my dad supporting me through a lot of those changes, and many of them have happened much more quickly in the last 2 years. There was definitely times in the past where, you know, I wanted to, there was just needs that I saw the business have, and he was able to support me making those decisions, and he trusted that I was able to, you know, figure out the ways to do them and to have the people to support it. So, and I got to see a lot of that from him too, when he, you know, maybe he made a nice, you know, stride with a new hire that just brought great business to us or brought a new area to our business or a new location, something like that. So anyway, that's what I think has been really fun with the two of us. So
that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you two worked so well together. And one of the things that we see all the time is where a successor wants to make a lot of changes and do them quickly. And the person that's transitioning is fearful of having things move too quick, right? Because that change, there can be a little bit of a tension between there. And one of the things I want to compliment you on, and also your dad, is you basically did it together. You were mm-hmm. very well aligned and moved almost at the exact same rate mm-hmm. when you're going through it. And I think that that's one thing that when our listeners are thinking about going through this process, that there's change on both sides. There's change from the person who's leaving, that person transitioning, and also the successor. But trying to figure out how you can be aligned and move at the same pace is really key to a great transition. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was nice work. Nice work.
I definitely see the vision of passing a baton, and you have to be at a similar pace, if not the same pace, in order to really do that successfully. So, yeah. Interesting metaphor for
it. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. So as we wrap up, what one thought would you like to leave our audience with as a successful successor in your business?
Let's see. I would say, trust the process. There's definitely moments where you think, I should be doing something, or I should be making some decision, or sometimes you just have to sit back and you maybe need a new perspective, and sometimes things just take more time. So I found it seems like it's either one or the other. And so, yeah, just trusting that process and knowing that it will take time and it may be different than what you think that timeline is going to look like. That's what I would leave with listeners. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast. It's such a pleasure to have you here and such an honor. So I so appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Jennifer has such a great story, and I'm so happy that she was able to share it with all of us today. One thing to think about, I would just echo her last thought, is you do need to trust the process. And it's very difficult if you think of your transition as just an event. It is very hard with all of the moving parts to keep it in mind. So trusting the process is a big deal. And also, to Jennifer's point earlier in our podcast, being very intentional about how you walk through it and the conversations and the communication. One of the things I think that Jennifer and her dad, Larry, had was great communication and a very close relationship. So really appreciated that about you. So if you want to learn more about Jennifer's company, the link to her website will be down in the show notes. And so feel free to, you know, reach out and learn more about the company. And they have amazing products and lighting. And so I encourage you to check out the store. It's incredible.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. This has been so much fun. And I really enjoyed getting a chance to talk about the story and just to honor what you, your part in the story for us together. So thank you.
You are welcome, Jennifer. It has been my pleasure to know and work with you over the last decade. That time has flown. So I'm just so excited for you and for your family and for our community, because, you know, one of the things that, the reason why we do this work and our mission is to help businesses continue to serve the community that they have, the employees that have been there for 40 years and, you know, and all of the Fort Collins area and then the greater area on top of that. So you've just done such an amazing job, and yeah, very grateful. So thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Business Transition Roadmap. If you are listening to this and you find yourself wanting to go deeper into these topics and start the process of putting together your transition strategy, I'd love to offer you a free initial strategy session with my team, where we'll help you to explore the future transition of your business. Head over to www.transitionstrategist.com to schedule a call. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Business Transition Roadmap.